you brought up a subject a few minutes ago that I was going to get to, and I want to raise it now just because so many places in the United States were affected by World War I. In 1917, the United States declared war. The United States was not the first nation to be in the war. The war had been going on since 1914. And I wanted to ask you how the communities where each of you lived was affected by the war, because you lived in German-American communities, and there were very special feelings. A lot of Americans who did not understand German-American people were very upset during that time. What was it like in your community, Mrs. Montes, when you heard that the United States was at war with Germany?
I don't remember it. I just can't remember anything about that.
That was 1917 and 18.
That's too long ago.
Well, your brother-in-law,
yeah,
was called for the service.
I was going to ask, did anybody serve in the war?
Yeah, brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law?
Otto Bainemann.
Okay, so he was called into the Army or the Navy?
The Army. He was in the Army. Yeah.
What about over in your area?
I can tell you stories.
I know you were a young child, but...
I can remember just like today that when my uncles were called into service, two of them, Robert and Albert, they were called into service. And Albert went to Panama and had to guard down in Panama, and Robert didn't get any further than San Antonio. But the feeling in the community here, it was in the town of Burton. See, Mother never spoke English. But she could read and write English, but she wouldn't dare speak it. And so she wouldn't come to town except go to George Fainer. Fainer and Drager had a store. They were German. I didn't even went and slipped in at Watson's, too. They were German-Americans already.
Uh-huh.
But you had to watch what you were saying, so they didn't know that you were enjoying. And then it became a hatred, kind of like... Everybody had to buy Liberty Bonds. You heard that word?
Oh, yes, yes.
Liberty Bonds. And if you didn't buy your quota, it was bad.
Your family bought some Liberty Bonds?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And the crowds of family bought bonds. Everybody had a sign in the window that you bought Liberty Bonds.
Uh-huh.
Now, over here in Burton, they poured paint over an old gentleman. He's dead. Good while already, and it was the doctor that probably saved his life. And they led him, had a rope around his neck, and led him through town with paint or whatever. And then Dr. Moore was a doctor. He lived right down there where Milbrook's got that brick house and that big stage. He got out of his house. He had his office in the house. And he went out there with his revolver, and he says, "You turn that man loose, otherwise I'm gonna kill so and so many of you." Uh-huh. And then he turned him loose. Dr. Leonard in Brenham, he was a German immigrant here too, and was an eye doctor.
Uh-huh.
They tarred and feathered him. And there was a tension of that they were not doing their part. And that was all unreal, you might say.
Do you remember any of that tension?
Yes, I remember that, you know.
Tell us what day you remember, Mrs. Marcus.
My mother would always say, you know, we had on a Saturday night, my sister could play the organ, not the one that helped me with. Uh-huh. That was another sister. She'd play the organ and we would sing. And then my mother would come in, she said, "Don't sing German songs, whatever you do, don't sing, otherwise they might come and get us." And I can remember that.
Who was they?
Well, it was some people that were, I don't think it was Ku Klux Klan.
Oh,
I don't think
it
was. But your mother was worried.
She wouldn't let us sing no German song.
Uh-huh. Now, what about just your everyday conversations in the home? In what language did all of your family members talk all day long?
We talked German.
Okay.
Uh-huh, with my mother especially.
German was the first language you learned then?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you also?
Oh, yeah.
So both of you then?
Our daughter too.
Okay. Okay. All right. And anything else, Mrs. Montes, that you remember about that atmosphere during the war here on the home front?
No.
Did you ever, do you remember coming into Burton and being aware of the tension in the town?
No, I don't remember. I believe I didn't come to Burton.
Mr. Montes, how did you hear about the tension in Burton?
Well, that was a conversation at home. You see, Dad would go to town, he'd bring the news back, and then it traveled from neighbor to neighbor, you know. People were neighborly. One neighbor knew the next neighbor too, you know what, and they went over to visit the neighbor.
What was
that? So we knew about the fella here in Burton was taught, the fella and Dr. Leonard were there. So we were very, that's why I say, mother wouldn't hardly come to town maybe once a year or so, and she was very careful what she was, to whom she was speaking.
Was there much, you said there was conversation in the family about these things, was there much conversation about the war itself?
Yes. These fellows, there was Kaiser Wilhelm, you know what I'm saying? They weren't for Kaiser Wilhelm, these people. They knew it was a Grandpa Mattis left Germany on account of the
Franco-Prussian War. In the 1870s.
In the early 70s, he skipped the country where he was supposed to. He had military training before, but then he was married and he skipped the country. He went to came to America, and that was the first input.
Did your family still have any relatives in Germany that it kept in touch with?
No, we had never had any of Mattis or Krause or Polas that were kept.
Some German-American families
still
have relatives.
They have a contact.
What about on your side, Mrs. Montes?
I don't have any there.
So there were no letters going to Europe from your family?
No.
That you recall?
No.
Okay. No.
Okay. Well, I'm just asking about things that people talked about all over the United States.
Oh, yeah.
And here in Texas, in the German communities, there were special tensions.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, I hope you can help us reconstruct this a little bit.
The tension was, they were afraid that these German people would sabotage, do some of those things to harm the real American families. But that was never none. These Germans, they were so glad to be in America free. And there was nothing like that. But they were all there, that whole community, a lot of them went into France from here and fought in France in World War. And I can remember when the war was over, when they found out about it, they turned school out in Boundary. I didn't go to school yet today. My youngest uncle, he's dead already, he got on the fence post.
On Armistice Day.
Yeah, Armistice Day. It made a speech that the war was over, now we were free.
Was there a feeling that that the leaders in Germany didn't represent the German people?
That was the whole problem. Now, if you cut that thing off, I'll tell you why World War II cut off.
Okay, we're back on. We've taken a phone call and a short break. And we were talking about the end of World War I, Mr. and Mrs. Montes, and you were talking about how you remembered it ended at your school, Mr. Montes. Do you remember the end of the war too, Mrs. Montes?
World War I?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't
know. I remember.
I can't. He's got a memory like I don't know what.
So,
well, Rob, you have a fine memory, so you're doing fine too.
You see, Robert Krause was in San Antonio at Kelly Air Base. You know, they had Kelly Field at that time.
Kelly Field.
Yeah. And so you didn't hear nothing about being discharged, you know, if ahead of time you're going to get discharged. So Robert Krause got on a train in San Antonio, came to Burton, and he walked home with his pack. And he slipped in the house. Grandpa and Grandpa Mattis didn't know that he was home. And he slipped upstairs, he pulled off his shoes and slipped upstairs. And next morning he went in to Grandpa and Grandpa Mattis. He says, it's time to get up. And then he liked to fainted.
Was there a special family celebration when he was home?
Of course, then all the brothers and sisters went over there and whatnot. That was so wonderful. When Albert came back home, he was in Panama. He came home later.
Something else that happened during World War I that I want to ask you about was a very tragic situation that occurred in a lot of communities where people became very ill with the flu. To what extent did the flu epidemic of 1918, is what it was, to what extent did it come into this area?
I don't remember.
I lost two cousins that died on the flu in 1918. And everybody dreaded that word flu. Uh-huh. But in our community in which we live, there was nothing serious about the flu. But it was down this area towards northwest of Burton. There was quite a bit. There were about three or four people died. The rumors, you know, died. Grandpa.
What other community? Let's just take Washington County, for example. How hard was Washington County hit by the flu that year? What did you hear later about that?
There was somebody here from Burton died. I know if somebody in Burton died. But the flu really didn't have a big influx on this society in this area that I know of.
Okay.
But I know in that area over at Round Top, my aunt was living over there. There were quite a few people that got the flu and died.
Okay.